Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. At the top of the show, we played Winter Gordon by My Love.
Yes, girl.
And she's been trying to buy your love for too long, Dave, and I won't stand for it.
Look, I don't let anybody buy my love. They can try, as the song says. You can try to buy my love.
Mm-hmm.
By all means, don't hesitate to. But, you know, I genuinely love Winter Gordon.
And it's this genuine love that makes me scared, Dave. As you know, I'm prone to outrageous jealousy.
Look, let me just say, if you've got Jade as the main woman in your life, you can rest assured that there will be no other woman in your life.
Yeah.
She will not stand for it.
Nope.
It's really interesting because I guess I first met Winter back in December when she came out to Australia to promote Dirty Talk,
mm-hmm.
her almost four-time platinum smash number one single.
Different Strokes Bump.
Different Strokes Bump, as Jade would say, because when she first came out, that minute when she, you know, spoke with us here at Joy,
mm-hmm.
Dirty Talk hadn't gone number one yet.
Mm-hmm.
It was only making a move then. So she's been to Australia. I think this must be like her fourth trip to Australia.
Yeah.
So she's currently in a country, I believe, still in a country. She's promoting the album With the Music I Die.
Mm-hmm.
So later on, you actually get to hear me catching up with her again. So mm-hmm. it's really nice to have Winter back on the show this time to talk about the album. And Jade is, you know, Jade's really like pressed about this, but I'm still going to say it again anyway. But I flew up to Sydney just to see Winter at her acoustic showcase.
Mm-hmm. Would you fly to Sydney to see me in my acoustic showcase, Dave?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would already be there if it was your acoustic showcase, Jade. I mean, I assume that I'll be singing and you'll be
playing the drums.
Yeah, you'll be playing the drums. That's how a relationship works, right? You let me hog the spotlight and all.
And I sit in the back and sweat, have towels wiping myself.
Yeah, you just keep that tempo, girl. Just keep the tempo. But, you know, I flew up just to see her acoustic showcase, and it was wonderful. She did very well.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds stunning. So tonight on Different Strokes, because I'm such a big fan of Winter and she's such a friend of Different Strokes, we're going to do something that we've never done before for any artist or any album launch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to play three songs from her new album, With the Music I Die, in this hour when we're on air.
Yeah.
So we just heard By My Love.
Negotiation broke down for you to play all six songs, right?
So the thing about Different Strokes is that it's where camp and geek collide. So if you guys have listened to our show before, you would know that Jade picks half the songs and I'll pick the other half.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to kind of encroach on her turf and just go, forget your three songs. Let's just make it a full Winter Hour extravaganza.
Because he knows in a couple of weeks' time I would be like, it's all Tegan and Sarah.
Damn. You know, a bit of Tegan and Sarah wouldn't hurt. We're on Joy.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I know there's some appreciators of Tegan and Sarah out here.
Well, you know, you got to respect your other gay artists, don't you?
Exactly. Well, the real, you know, gay and lesbian artists, the troopers in the game. So Winter's interview, where she talks to me about their album, is coming up next. Mm-hmm. But Jade, you're also going to check out Instagram.
Yes. And Dave, you never get jealous about anything, but you are jealous about me having access to Instagram and you not.
Yes. I'm pressed about that because I don't have one of those fancy smartphones.
Yep.
Mine is a very basic smartphone. It's mm-hmm. a touchscreen phone, but you can't get Instagram on it.
No.
So I'm upset about that, but I appreciate you taking a picture of me before when we were outside the studio and giving it the Instagram upgrade.
Yeah.
So I look like a hipster.
I'm trying to include you.
Yeah, yep. That's nice.
Unlike you trying to include me in your whole winter love story.
Look, next time when you're free and winter's free, let's all three of us catch up because I need the two main women in my life to get along. Later on, I'll be talking about Five Mag, which is the world's first digital online lifestyle magazine. So we'll check that out, Jade.
Mm-hmm.
You say that it's about pop artist versus character.
Pop artist versus character.
Forget what you've heard.
And you listen to Strummy La La music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9, and joining me right now on the couch is Miss Winter Corden.
Hello, everyone out there.
How
welcome
are you?
Welcome to Joy.
Welcome to Joy.
Welcome to Joy.
So, look, first of all, congratulations. The album is finally out.
I know. It's nerve-wracking.
So, where were you on Friday when it appeared in stores?
I was running around getting ready for Dancing with the Stars and ready for my acoustic show. I was just knee deep in album stuff.
So you didn't get like a moment to, did you wake up on Friday and go, it's
no,
out.
The moment I woke up, it was like, Winter, get up. Like, you've got stuff to do. And I don't think that artists really take in these moments because it would be too scary to actually think about it, to actually absorb it. It's so frightening. Like, you're laying your life out on the line, you're laying your soul, and everyone's judging you. So
it was for me, because I've been following your music for a few years, even before Dirty Talk, I mean, a lot of fans that you have from that era would be looking at this album as the definitive one, because this is what Winter wants us to hear. So was there definitely pressure with the 10 songs that you selected?
There was pressure. There's definitely pressure because I have so many songs that, you know, I wanted to put on the album that I could, you know, that didn't make it, or, you know, I couldn't fit in the 10. So definitely just thinking, did I make the right choice? You know, were these the right, is this the right order? And all those thoughts, of course, ran through my mind.
Now, the last few times you were here, you have done dance music festivals and, mm-hmm. you know, perform to crowds where the energy is really live and really there. But
right.
I noticed on this trip you've done more acoustic-based performances.
Right.
So is it a little more intimidating to do acoustic?
No, I love... That's what I love to do. Like, I love intimate. I love, you know, just showing my personality and being able to see people's faces and talk to them. It's what I prefer, actually. Like, it was so... I was so excited for the night. Even though I was like, my throat is a little sore and stuff, but I was so excited. I just wanted to get there. You know, it's...
But it's funny because with dance music, it kind of renders itself to the big, you know, festivals and a crowd like that. But it was so beautiful to see you strip it back as well and do these songs. It brought a whole new life for me, you know, with the singles like Dirty Talk and Till Death.
Right.
I didn't expect them to sound that wonderful.
But that was the beauty, I think, in this album. I wanted the songs to sound like songs. If you strip them back, I wanted them to feel the lyrics, to be able to understand it. Like, to, I didn't just want it to be a big party, you know? And I think that a lot of people, when they hear dance music, that's where they get confused. I fell in love with dance music, like, when I heard MGMT and Empire of the Sun, and I think that their music can be stripped back, and there's something really beautiful about it. It's not just fall on the floor, hurrah, hurrah, you know?
Exactly right. Now, coming to that with The Music I Die, I feel that it's a very varied album, so lyrically and stylistically as well. So right. It's fun in parts, then there's flirty songs, and then now the really nice, personal, heartfelt ones.
Like,
so
Back to You is very heartfelt, and it's personal.
You know, that song, I think it wasn't the first time I heard it, because I heard it on the sampler that Warner gave out. Right. But the first time I actually had a moment with it in my car, I just broke down in tears.
Really?
It really spoke to me, so
I think everyone feels lonely at times. Just like there's that one person either that left you, you know, or that you don't want to break up with them, but they break up with you. And everybody's got that moment, you know, in their life.
Does he know about this song? Do you think he...
Oh, he knows.
Yeah. And how does he feel about it?
He really supports me. He's an ex. I mean, we're actually not friends anymore, but not because of that. Because he did some really mean things. And, you know, I think he really respects me, you know. And I hope the song is a single and I make money off of it. And then I can wave it in his face. I think Adele did the same thing when she talked about, you know, the album being about her ex-boyfriend, and he's trying to sue her now. That's so crazy.
I know. How can you sue someone for, I mean, were you
hurting
thinking,
you.
Yeah, like, were you thinking that when you broke their hearts? No.
Exactly.
That's weird when people do that. But it just, songs like that and Still Getting Younger is another favorite.
Yeah, that one. That kind of brought my love back, not to music, but because musical, you know, I always loved doing music, but to pursuing this as a career, to keep pursuing this as a career, because I didn't really want to. But after writing that song, I felt like there was still hope.
There was rebirth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you mentioned the last time we spoke that you have been signed for 5 years.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, the debut album comes out now. Right. So what was the hardest part from that journey?
The last 2 years really, or 2 years, a year and a half, have been working on the album that's come out. It was just sorting through my head, because I'm a writer and I write country music, R&B, pop. I can do anything. So it's really sorting and putting it in a category, you know, because I want my fans and people who have never heard of me to really connect with me. So I kind of don't want to give them too much to, you know, like trying to figure out, well, who is she? What kind of music she does? So I wanted to give them one taste of one lane, you know, just to grasp on. And then when they do that, I'll give them some more, something different later.
So like a country album for number two, maybe.
Number three, maybe. 'Cause I love country music. Love, love, love. Number three, maybe. My next album, I say it's going to be like a mashup between Phil Collins and Kate Bush and Madonna, like all rolled into one. It's going to be crazy.
Wow, that's...
With dance and pop. It's going to be good.
What are your favorite songs on the album? We've talked about Still Getting Younger and Back to You as the more personal ones. Is that where you're...
Drunk on Your Love, it kind of gives me that like old 90s, like young, fun feeling. Remember like when Summer... was just like, I don't know if you remember, but for me, like back in New York, summer, Coney Island, it just sounds young. Mm. You know, when youth used to have a sound. Rumba, I feel like I wanted to give something softer and just like this. I love Middle Eastern music, so I just wanted to try something different, you know?
They're the more fun, flirty songs. So do you find it as a writer easier to write the more personal stuff or the more fun where you...
The personal stuff comes immediately. Like, I can write those things in 10 minutes because it's honest. Mm. And sometimes, you know, when you're not feeling fun and you know, you're just writing to write, like, the funner songs are actually the harder ones.
Really?
Yeah.
I find it strange because I do a bit of writing on the side as well. And with writing personal music, I always feel like it's therapy.
Right.
And I think that can be confronting because you're like, ooh, is that what I really feel? Or so I've always wanted to ask you how does that...
Being that honest with yourself, like putting... I would have never been confident enough to say that, like, you know, you hurt me and I still miss you. You know, I don't think I would have been able to do that a long time ago, but I find it peaceful to confront yourself like that. you know, to actually admit that these are the thoughts you're thinking about somebody who doesn't want you, you know?
It's a hard feeling to digest, and I think it's even harder to say it to the person sometimes. So right. In music's definitely the way to send the message out. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. That was our interview with the beautiful Winter Gordon.
Why don't you just marry her, Dave?
You know, I felt like with that interview, it was so Oprah-ish. Mm-hmm. It was like a whole Oprah segment, you know.
You were hand-hugging.
We were hand-hugging a little, maybe. It was just that I was sitting on a couch with her, and it was just relaxed. And, you know, when you just connect with someone, and she was talking about songwriting, obviously, for most part of that, because before Winter broke out with Dirty Talk Until Death, you know, she's written stuff for J-Lo, Mary J. Blige, and, you know, she's foremost a writer, so I really wanted to focus on that side. And a lot of the, in fact, all the songs on this album, each of them stand on their own. They have their own identity.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, we had a text come in from James.
Yes.
He's hell-bent on making me jealous too, because he says, hey, Dave and Wynn, ..
I see what he's trying to imply.
Joking, Jade, you can't be replaced. Loving the Winter album, Back to You would be my favourite track. I haven't been taken by Instagram. I use Little Photo on my Android. Maybe Jade can sway me.
Oh, Jade, you see, we all look to you to be this trendsetter.
Mm-hmm.
So what Jade says is cool with your apps or with your, you know, online
so
things.
So cool that Ellen now has an app segment.
I know. Yep. I still stand by the fact that Ellen DeGeneres might have been inspired by you, Jade. You know, the greater lesbian in media.
Well, it's important that she at least acknowledge it.
Look, Jade, so, I mean, I've heard of Instagram before, but the problem is, and I've said this before, I don't have one of those smartphones that would facilitate for Instagram, so I feel very left out.
I found it really interesting, Dave, during the week. Like, normally when we discuss what we're going to talk about on the show and I say something about an app, you have never heard of it, ever.
Always.
But when I said I want to talk about Instagram, you said, oh, my God, I know what it is, after, you know, so I didn't have to do my big explanation about it. So what it is effectively is it's a free photo sharing application. So what you do is you get your smartphone and you take a picture and then you can do all the regular photo sharing stuff. Like, you can put it on your Facebook and your Twitter and
Foursquare
and all kinds of stuff. And it's actually got components within it. Like, you know, you can have your own profile in Instagram if you want to and all of that. So,
it's like its own social networking site.
And you can search other people's pictures and see what they've put up and all of that. I guess what makes it a bit different is you're applying a variety of effects or filters onto the image. So you just take a regular image with your phone, then you scroll through a select lot of images, and those effects are all really inspired by, like, old school Polaroid type cameras, really, like, you know, the instant camera type.
And I guess that's what I read about it. I mean, the name Instagram actually came from, you know, being inspired by the old Polaroid days where photos were instant. You take it and then you get to see it. So this is kind of like being able to take it on your phone and being able to share it instantly. Mm-hmm. So it's not a groundbreaking concept in this day and age, because people can twit pick, people can post on Facebook. So, but I think the effect was a big selling point for me because I don't know, I wouldn't say I'm a hipster, but I do like a lot of hipstery things.
Well, I think this is probably the next step, right? Like, and what James is talking about, another app, Little Photo, like, there are these apps that are starting to pop up that do these kinds of things. And it's kind of the natural progression from the twit pick or whatever, because we're now, like, pictures are just on our phones now, right? Like, we're taking pictures everywhere. Of course, the natural progression from that is that, you know, the quality of the photos are getting better. And then from there, it's, you know, oh, well, I want to put some cool effects on it so I don't have to go home and Photoshop it and, you know, make it look all pretty. I can do that all within the phone. It's what gets me excited about the internet, Dave. It's what I love.
It's very interesting because I was just reflecting on how we used to share photos. I mean, do you remember like family vacations and family holidays where we would like at the end of the trip, we'll go in with all these little, film rolls and get them developed. And I remember it was a trip. It was an event when I was growing up in the 90s to go to the camera store to get the film developed, and we would wait or we would go have dinner while it develops and then come back later, and bam, that's all our holidays. And then, you know, mum would take it to her office, all these stacks of photo albums to show her friends. And nowadays, you don't have to do any of that. You don't have to lug all these photo albums. You can just open up your Facebook or your Twitter or whatever, Instagram, and you can just show your friends. It's just everything is so portable these days. It's just, I mean, I do kind of miss the old photo albums, I have to say.
Yeah, well, because you're the type of person who likes to touch things and smell them, Dave.
Don't make me out to be weird. No, I know a lot of people out there like to sniff things.
I totally know that you would like hold those printed out photos up to your nose and want to know what they smell like.
Yeah, but doesn't everyone, I mean, printed photos, just for the record, if you go to like your regular Kmart or whatever, like to get your photos printed, they don't smell as nice as going to a real camera store. Trust me, I've sniffed both stops.
You've done extensive research.
Yes. It's the same with import CDs. They always smell nicer.
Why?
Well, okay, for instance, my Sophie Ellis Bextor import album has probably like 15 different types of industrial chemicals sprinkled on it. Mm-hmm. It just smells rich. So trust me, I know my research when it comes to sniffing paper.
The one big gripe that's been had about Instagram, Dave, is that it's not available on Android.
I don't even know what an Android
is. It's a different type of phone. So there's different levels of smartphones.
Oh, there you go.
This one is available on the most popular phone in Australia.
Yeah, we know what that is.
We know what it is.
And we know that I don't have that.
Yeah. And I was looking into doing a bit of more research about other apps, and there's this other app called 100 Cameras in One that has up to 100 different effects. So, and that all feeds into your Instagram as well. But, you know, we know how much hipsters love their phones, Dave.
I think the whole filtered effect is definitely part of the hipster movement. But, you know, we're definitely going to have to talk about the hipster culture and the hipster movement in the coming weeks, because that deserves its own segment.
But, Dave, you know, like I remember ages ago, back when we first, early Different Strokes, early, you know.
Vintage Different Strokes.
Yeah, beta Different Strokes. There was this discussion that we had about MySpace photos. You're like an expert MySpace photos. MySpace, you know, might as well not exist anymore. But you were like, you know, the MySpace photo. It's like a self-portrait. Like, you know, it's the perfect self-portrait, really. And you had perfected that look. I kind of think maybe the hipster version of that is like the Instagram, like.
And there's a very specific Instagram pose. Like, you cannot do a MySpace style ostentatious pouty pose for your hipster photos.
Yeah, you
hipster
have to,
photos have to look very accidental.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, maybe look down on you're sitting down having a cup of coffee, just look to the side and pretend like you don't know that
there's definitely no eye contact.
Yeah.
And if possible, if you can cut off parts of your face and or body, that would make it, and it's only sections of your face. That's a key component.
That's a very hipster pose.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, girl, I love this.
You know, first of all, I am very old school. Like, I have to have...
I love magazines.
Yeah, I have to have the magazine.
Who said print is dead? Here's a Different Strokes perspective on magazines and publishing.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, when you said, I found an online magazine, I was like, well, why are you such a fan of this? You can't sniff it.
That's the big thing that I've always said whenever we decide to talk about magazines on our show, because I'm a big fan of glossy lifestyle magazines that you can, I don't know, carry on your plane, on your train, wherever you are. And as we said before, not to make me sound creepy, I do like to sniff.
I think regular listeners to this show are well aware of your sniffing habit.
Yeah, it's not sick or anything, but, you know, glossy magazine stock papers do smell nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing that I feel that the digital or online magazines can't offer us.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, we're going to try and check this out anyway, because I'm well impressed with 5Mag.
Mm-hmm.
So 5Mag is basically, I guess, the world's first digital lifestyle magazine, or so they're calling it themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm quite impressed with it because it works like a regular website. So, mm-hmm. you know, all the flash functions and all these things that move.
All your moving banners, yeah.
All your moving banners are in it. And like, you know, your kind of digital online magazines, Jade, you can flick the pages and it looks like you actually flicking the pages.
Mm-hmm.
So it literally resembles a glossy magazine. So it's got the cover lines, but it's more like a show.
Yeah.
You know, you're watching it happen. So it's not, although it is kind of two-dimensional on the screen, you kind of, you get a show with it.
You do get a sense of movement and sort of some sort of depth, which you wouldn't normally get. Because, you know, there's stuff happening and there's movement happening, at, like, even beyond, like, the flicking of the pages.
Mm,
so I there's mean, all these video embeds.
There are video embeds in there, which is very interesting because for a magazine, you would think it's text-based, but mm-hmm. I feel like this is taking it to a new level because even the what's it called? The editor's letter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a video footage.
Yeah.
So, and in the interviews, they're video footage as well.
What I really like about it, Dave, from like a layout perspective too, it all fits together still. You know, that there aren't, the interactive bits don't like jump out at you like they're different or separate to the text. It all sort of flows well together.
Yeah. The layouts and everything, like you said, I mean, the ads are still embedded in the magazine like you would expect mm-hmm. with a lifestyle publication. So, but the thing is that it just works for me, you know, and is this the future of magazines? I can't help but wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but wonder, you know.
You're going to take my side now after all these years of arguing against me.
After all these years and, you know, me saying print is not dead, magazines just moving to a different era. I still believe that. I still believe that magazines will exist, print publications will exist, but in a different form. But I feel like with lifestyle magazines,
mm-hmm.
if you can get this on your iPad, mm-hmm. something like this where you could still look like you're flicking through a magazine and it's interactive and, you know, you can connect on Twitter through it and all that, it's going to be so much more appealing mm-hmm. to this generation. So I'm well impressed with it. So it's 5Mag, and I think they're only up to issue 7 right now. So it's fairly new, but it's looking good.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.